Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
Four on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The Midday Show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We hit the 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live, of course, from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at my favorite store, ShopRite. Another brutal football Sunday for the two local teams. I guess we'll open with the Giants because the Giant game actually, believe it or not, meant something. So we'll start with that.
It also far exceeded the Jets, and this is saying a lot, in absolute patheticness. And I can't believe I'm saying this.
It's hard to say that.
In bad coaching.
Yeah, well, that's hard to say that, too.
But it's true.
No, I understand.
It's hard to say it, but it's so accurate.
No, I get it.
I mean, the Giants in the first half of this game, and I think everybody has to admit it, like you're watching the first half and you're watching this offense hum and you're watching the defending Super Bowl champions continue to look abysmal and you're watching Saquon Barkley look like Jim Brown, didn't you think, wow, Giants are actually going on a run?
Yeah, look that way.
Wow.
19-3, you were thinking that.
This is happening. And that Eli Manning interception, which was such a bad play at the end of the first half. It was so awful. I don't want to say it killed everything they did in the first half because you still had a lead. You still had a great chance to win this football game. But what an awful, awful decision forcing that deep ball to Odell Beckham Jr. when you have an open Saquon Barkley. You've got a chance to get points out of it. And so the end of the first half was abysmal. And then in the second half, I thought Pat Shurmur coached as bad of a half as you're going to ever see. And we've seen some badly coached halves in this town. We've seen some really bad ones. And I know Pat Shurmur's job is safe. I get it. The Giants aren't going to fire him after 1 year.
Doubtful.
But
not after the last coach didn't even make two.
I get that. But that should have nothing to do with this
coach.
Well,
it shouldn't, but it probably does.
What this guy did in the second half of this game, and there are some things we can criticize from the first half, like going for two right out of the gate, which we'll get to.
But he got a penalty. Moved it to the 1 yard line.
Great. That's enough of a reason? And then you're throwing a pass to Elijah Penny?
I know.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No, I know.
I mean, my God. But Pat Shurmur, is there anybody out there that thinks this guy can coach? I mean, seriously, is there anybody out there that thinks this guy can coach?
John Mara.
Does he think that?
No, I don't know.
John Mara sit there
throwing
and watch
things out there?
Well, but what do you think? You think this guy can coach?
No, right now I could say no. He's been bad. I mean, here's all I know. Okay, and I was much. Obviously, I'm watching the Jets. I was in and out of the Giant game, but when you got a weapon like Saquon Barkley, who right now is as good a running back as there is in the league. I mean, in all due respect to Todd Gurley, Alvin Kamara, you know, whatever guy you want to give me. Okay, this guy is as good a running back as there is in football. And for him to have the first half that he has, he catches a touchdown pass. He has a beautiful 50-something-yard run for a touchdown. The guy looks – he's unbelievable. For him to touch the ball only four times in the second half, I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, just right there. Just that's all I need to know. So that tells me all I need to know about. And Shermer's calling the plays.
Shermer's calling the plays, and his explanations after the game are beyond pathetic.
Yeah.
Number one, well, you know, sacks and penalties, that got us off schedule. Like, that's an excuse for ignoring the modern-day Jim Brown.
Right.
And that's the way he looked in the first half of this game.
The kid's unbelievable.
And this is my favorite. Of all the horribleness from this head coach, and I got to tell you, how many games has it been now? 11 games we're at?
3-8.
He's horrible.
Yep.
I don't know how anyone could say he isn't. He's horrible. 11 games in, 50 games in, 100 games in. I'm not even including what happened in Cleveland because we weren't watching him.
Right.
But we've watched 11 games.
Right.
He is a horrible head coach. I feel bad saying it, but it's true. But how about this explanation on why Saquon wasn't on the field for basically a drive? Well, wanted to give him a little bit of a spell. Give him a spell. The guy had the entire half to get a spell.
Oh, boy.
He needs a spell? What the hell's he talking about? He needs a spell. Now, is that the only reason why the Giants lost this game? No. It's not the only reason. I thought Eli Manning, for a Hall of Fame quarterback, did some really stupid things.
Yeah. Well, the pick before halftime is inexcusable.
Especially
when you got Barkley wide open underneath, you know, and who knows what he does with the ball. And, you know, to at least get a field goal there before halftime.
Yeah, and there's your answer, Joe. He doesn't have to do anything with the ball.
Right.
Eli can throw the ball into the ground, and you've got Aldrick Rosas, who's been amazing, to go out and kick himself a little 42-yard field goal. And then all of a sudden, it's 22-11. It's a different game.
Yep, yep.
So Eli does that, which is stupid. And then the timeout that he wastes. And you knew.
On 3rd and 18.
Of course. I mean, it wasn't like 3rd and 1.
Right,
and then the play they run on 3rd and 18 is what exactly? So you wasted a timeout for what reason? Because you couldn't take a delay of game because 3rd and 23. God forbid, Joe, 3rd and 23.
Yeah, no, I know.
As compared to 3rd and 18.
They could have used that timeout at the end of the game, by the way.
No kidding.
Just saying.
No.
I'm just, you know.
And you knew at the time.
Stating the obvious here.
You knew at 19-14. Every Giant fan knew. You guys aren't idiots. You've seen this song and dance before. You knew late in this game, because you were going to be tortured. You were going to lose this game in a torturous way. I knew it. I'm not a Giant fan. I knew from the moment Eli threw that interception at the end of the first half, I said to myself, I don't know how they're going to lose, but they're going to lose this game in the most painful way possible. And maybe I could have thought of more painful ways. But, hey, Jake Elliott, who's their daddy,
basically. How many times
has
he beaten the Giants?
At least it wasn't from 70 yards this time.
Right, right. It was only, what, 46?
Yeah,
something like that.
Little chip shot for him.
Right,
but you knew that timeout was going to come back and kill him. So you got Eli making that's just a dumb decision. This guy's been in the league for a million years. Why are you throwing a timeout away like that? Then you've got Shermer's awful play calling in which he ignores the existence of Saquon Barkley. And you know what? I know a lot of people like to scream and yell about Odell this, Odell that. I don't blame Odell Beckham Jr. for ripping the coaching staff.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because the coaching staff stinks. Because they don't really know what they're doing.
There also was a clear pass interference or defensive holding penalty on what probably would have been a touchdown in the end zone if he wasn't held on Beckham.
There was. And
no question about it.
In fairness, there was some bad officiating on both sides.
Bad officiating? What a shot.
I know, right?
Really?
Bad coaching, bad officiating.
But don't worry. We got the guys up in the booth who are making a lot of money to tell us, state the obvious. Mike Pereira, Gene Steratore, all these guys.
Yeah, that makes
Terry
us all
McCauley.
Feel.
Terry McCauley. Oh, baby.
Makes us feel better.
Great.
But it was badly officiated, horribly, horribly coached. And I know you're right, and it may not be fair to get rid of a coach after 11 games.
No, he's been terrible.
He's
been
a
bad head coach.
Okay, there you go.
There's no other way to say it. He's not been good. He's not been good. When you got all the offensive weapons, here's what gets me with the Giants, okay? When you have all, you could talk about the offensive line, which has gotten better, whatever you want to say. With all the weapons that the Giants have offensively, and when you got an all-world running back like this kid, who may be, like I said, in all due respect to the other top running backs in football, he may be better than any of them. You can make the case.
Why you can make the case to your defense? Because look who's blocking for Todd Gurley and Alvin Kamara.
Amen. That's exactly right. Two of the best offensive lines in the game. Okay? You're 100% right there, bro. You know? But when you got you got Beckham. You got this kid. You know, even I know Ingram didn't, with this mysterious injury, doesn't play yesterday, which is who knows what that's all about. But you got guys like that, Shepard on his team. and you have trouble scoring points like this team does, I mean, to me, that's on the coach.
And that's after...
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, it is. You're right.
That's after having four possessions to start the game in which you go touchdown,
right,
field
right,
goal,
right.
field goal, touchdown.
Right.
That's how you start the game. Now, granted, they only ran 18 plays in the second half, but they ran 18 plays because they did nothing with the 18 plays.
They didn't even get 100 yards in the second half, right?
No.
That's unbelievable.
They had one third down. I mean, you could look at whatever number you want to look
right,
at.
Right,
the
right.
second half was pathetic.
Right, well.
It was absolutely awful. And let's go through. This will be fun. Let's go through the corners that the Philadelphia Eagles started yesterday and how many people other than their parents have heard of
yeah.
them.
No,
have
right.
you heard of Cravon LeBlanc?
No.
Who the heck is that? Matt LeBlanc's brother? I have no idea.
Five guys out. Five guys in the top five corners are out
yeah.
for the Eagles.
That's why you're
top
starting.
Top five.
Cravon LeBlanc and Devontae Busby. And they didn't attack them downfield. And in the second half, the Eagle defense basically gave up nothing. And a part of why they gave up nothing was this coaching staff. I don't think enough can be said with how bad the coaching has been. It's been pathetic, and we're not going to exonerate the defense. Look, the defense in this game blew a lead. What else is new? That's
yep.
not something
yep.
new.
Yep. Yep.
They blew a lead. It happens all the time. But going back to the beginning, when they score a touchdown and they get, I guess, a break, even though it turned out not to be, with the Eagles being called for 12 men in the huddle, now they're moved to the one-yard line. And so Pat Shurmur says, I got a feeling. I think that was his reasoning after the game.
That's
I got a feeling.
Yep.
I got a feeling.
I got a lot of feelings.
Me too. Yeah. Giant fans got plenty of feelings about
right.
you, Pat.
Right.
So, okay, fine. You want to go for two early in this game? I understand it. If you go by the numbers, I think teams on average convert about 48% of their two-point conversions.
Is that what it is?
And they hit about 95% of extra points. You do the math, it adds up to the same thing. You know, you're basically averaging the same amount of points. That's fine. How the hell, Joe, are you calling a play action? First of all, just hand the ball to Saquon, right?
That would
That's
be nice.
That's the safest route.
Right, yep.
The safest route
yep.
is, you know what, Saquon?
Yep.
Take the freaking football and get in the end zone. Right? That's what I'd like you to do. Instead, call a pass play. Who are you throwing the ball to? You throwing it to Odell Beckham Jr.? No. You throwing it to Sterling Shepard? No. I forgot Sterling Shepard existed, by the way.
What, he catch one pass in his game?
I think so.
Yeah.
Elijah Penny. What? Elijah Penny? Sterling had four catches.
Four,
in this
I'm
game.
Sorry.
The 37
right.
yards.
There's two. The other Shepard had one. There's
yeah,
a,
Russell
they got
had
two
one.
Shepherds.
That's right. They do have two Shepherds. And no wins to show for it.
No.
But Elijah Penny ends up getting the ball thrown his way. And that's how they go for two. And, you know, much like you knew the Eli pick would kill him, you knew that that point
yep, yep.
would kill him.
Yep.
And the complexion of the game does change when you do something like that because now your opposition may be going. It just changes a lot of different things. A lot of different things. And the other aspect, and this has to just infuriate a Giant fan, despite, you know, throwing the fact the Eagles won a Super Bowl last year. The Eagles own them.
They do.
Joe, they never
I
beat them anymore.
17 out of 21, they beat them now.
18 of 22 now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We got to conclude yesterday
I'm
now.
Sorry.
It's okay.
18 of 22. Silly me.
No, and you know where it started? It started with Plexico Burress shooting himself at the club.
Yep. Yep.
From that moment
yep.
on.
Yep. Yep. They lost that playoff game, the divisional playoff game to him that year at home.
That's right.
At home.
2 weeks later, they lose to him in the regular season.
Yep.
They
yep.
lose to him in the playoffs.
Yep. Yep.
They have beaten them four times in the last decade. Four times. Eli Manning can't beat the Eagles. The Giants can't beat the Eagles. Even in a game like yesterday where they are stomping all over the
yeah.
Eagles.
And the Eagles were reeling. From the two straight losses, the beatdown they took last week in New Orleans. You're right, bro. And they gave them, the Giants gave them life. The Giants took the Eagles right off the mat and said, here, take the game.
And you know what?
Pretty much.
And you know what, Joe? They can win the division now.
The Eagles?
Yeah,
of course. They're
of
only
course.
A game behind.
Yeah.
And they got to play Dallas yet, right? You got another game with Dallas.
They got the Redskins this
right,
week, which
right.
is a mod. They have two games with the Redskins.
Right, right.
But the
right,
Giants
right. Of course
have
they can
resuscitated
win the, division.
The Philadelphia
They can even make
Eagles.
The playoffs as a wild card team the way it's set up in the NFC.
They actually could.
And let's be, you know, right? They could.
So to add insult to injury, the Giants, they've saved the season. Not their own.
Not the Eagles.
But they saved the freaking Eagles season.
Clearly.
I mean, this was so pathetic. You know, in a season of seasons, let's include last year, too, in seasons of horror for a once-proud franchise, the Giants are a joke now.
Yeah.
They have actually made a transition.
They are.
I don't know how they did this. This is amazing.
Right.
The Jets have always been a joke.
Right. Well, we know that.
There's no transition.
No. No.
The Giants have transitioned from the team that a couple of Super Bowls, Eli's the Hall of Famer. Coughlin's been there for a decade. Let me tell you something about Tom Coughlin. I got to mention him.
Go ahead.
Because for years, it was so easy to just take him for granted. And we always used to say that in Philadelphia about Andy Reid, or you're not going to appreciate someone until they're gone. Knicks fans didn't really appreciate Patrick Ewing until he was gone.
Yep.
Giant fans may not appreciate Eli Manning until he's gone.
Probably.
Boy, they didn't appreciate Tom Coughlin. Look at the guys who have followed Tom Coughlin, Joe. Ben McAdoo.
Yeah, no, terrible.
And Pat Shurmur.
No, terrible. No question. No, you're right.
Tom Coughlin's got to be sitting. I know his season's a mess down in Florida.
Oh, my God. What happened to them?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
But he's got to be sitting there.
Jalen Ramsey should keep his mouth shut, by the way.
He should never talk.
Never.
Never.
I mean, Jalen Ramsey's, his yapping has not hurt, has not helped this team. I can tell you that.
And you know, he was still talking trash yesterday?
No, I know he was.
What did he say
about Josh Allen?
Trash.
He actually went to Allen after the game, and I must have said something to him nice.
You're not as big a trash as I thought.
Well, after the Bills beat him.
Right. You're not as bad
as Buffalo beats him. I mean, come on. How about the Jaguars? Well, what a disaster.
They are a disgrace right now.
Oh, my God.
But Tom, there's got to be a little bit of part of Tom Coughlin who's sitting up there in his office saying, you know, you see?
Yeah.
You see?
No, I'm sure he is.
You thought I was old. You thought I couldn't coach anymore. Look what's followed me.
Yeah.
Look at what the Giant fans. I know they had the one playoff year, which feels like a distant memory. You believe the Giants made the playoffs a couple of years ago?
No, it's hard to believe.
I can't believe that.
What's their record since then? What's the record under these two coaches? 6-21.
If you take out that 10-win season from that moment
on. No, I'm talking about the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, right. That's what I forgot about. That's right. McAdoo was 11-5 that year. They were 11-5.
They won 11 games. How did they win 11 games?
It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
11-5 in the playoffs 2 years ago.
That's like saying the Mets were in the World Series 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same.
But the last 2 years, yeah, that's what it is now. 6-21.
They won't fire the coach. I'm not saying you should fire the coach after 1 year. But as we sit here 11 games in, he's been awful.
Yeah.
He's been really, really, really bad.
Yep.
And speaking of bad coaching, we'll get to the Jets.
Oh, my God.
That's an old story. That's an old
tale. And he comes through
again
yesterday, which is some brilliant, brilliant, brilliant decisions.
We'll get to the Jets coming up. We'll go around the league.
Here's that play yesterday with Roethlisberger. What a play this was.
Yeah, too bad they lost.
That 97, it was.
Too bad that Ben Roethlisberger threw as bad of an interception as you'll ever throw. See, even Hall of Famers
threw two
really
bad ones. He threw the one that turned the game around when they were up 17-10.
That too, yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, and then, of course, the finishing touch to the D tackle.
As good as he's been for them, they put the ball on the ground in a big spot too.
Connor.
No question. No doubt.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.